Mr. Brewer points out that it's very important that when you're saying Zechreinu L'chaim, Melech Chofetz B'chaim, that under the Lamed, you pronounce it with a Shva, Zechreinu L'chaim, and don't pronounce it with a Patach, which is what it may, I think normally would be written with, Zechreinu L'chaim, because we're afraid that it might a little bit sound like Lochaim, not life, God forbid, Zechreinu, not life. So in order that it shouldn't sound like that, even though normally I think the pronunciation in other scenarios would be Lachaim, but here we're saying Zechreinu Lichaim, because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you have to be so careful, and you don't want any word that you're saying in davening to even a little bit sound like you don't mean that you want to continue to live, which is really also a mussar to ourselves, because Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what I want, and he knows that's not what I mean when I say the word. There's no way that I'm asking that to live. But it kind of really should shock us into the realization that our life is very much hanging in the balance, even just the life itself. And we don't even want to say a word that the pronunciation of it might even come close to sounding like not life. Even though the pshat I told you yesterday from the Ramchal and the Sefer Chaim brings down that in Zechreinu L'chaim, what we're really asking for is that Hashem should categorize us as a tzaddik and shouldn't categorize us as a rasha. There's still other Rishonim that don't refer to that at all, that they're just talking about Zechreinu L'chaim, that I should have life this year. Before we can even ask what type of quality of life, like, wait a second, you're asking what type of quality of life? Who says you're even going to live? And that's why in the first two bakashos, we're just asking for life without explaining that I want Chaim Tovim or Chaim Bracha V'Shalom or anything like that. Because how could you start explaining what kind of Chaim you want? Who even says you're going to get Chaim? That's why in the first two bakashos, Zechreinu L'chaim, and Michamocha Avrachim Zochi Yitzchav L'chaim V'rachamim, we're just asking for Chaim itself, because that's what's being judged today, what, even just the fact whether you're going to live or not. Rashi, the Machzor Ritri, brings down as Rashi is explaining what, when we say in the second bakasha, Micha Mocha Avarachamim, the idea behind that is, since in the first bakasha we were saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, could you try to look at me in a way, look at me from an angle that would bring me chayim, that would bring me life, that would make me considered a tzaddik. So in the Micha Mocha Avarachamim, what we're saying, says Rashi, is that, and if with any way you look at my actions, you still can't see me as being deserving of life, or you still can't see me as being categorized as a tzaddik, could you anyway do it just as an avarachamim, just like the way that a father filled with rachamim for his son would do it? I'm completely undeserving. There's no way to even look at me that way. But anyway, micha mocha avarachamim, zocha yitzu of l'chaim barachamim. When we stray, I think we said yesterday, Zohar Yitzurav, we're stressing, you made us, like, you made us to have rachamim on us. L'chaim barachamim. Also, it's an unbelievable thing I saw in the Eitz Yosef, in his parish in the Siddur. So he says that in the Bracha Magen Avraham, that when we say Melech Ozer Umoshia Umagen, Melech is hinting at Rosh Hashanah, where Kadosh Baruch Hu sits on his throne and he judges, and the Midah of Malchus is revealed more in the world. Ozer isn't during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, like we say, Korav Hashem L'chol, Korav L'chol Hashem U Be'emes. Sorry. The pasuk which says, it's fleeting from my head right now, but that specifically during the days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us? During Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So he's Ozer, he's ready to help you and more easily accept your tshuva. Moshiach is referring to Yom Kippur, when he saves you and he gives you a kapara for the sins that you did, and that really requires a Yeshua. It's a miracle to remove our sins from us. Umagin is referring to Hoshana Rabbah, where even after the judgment was passed and sealed and the books closed, he could still be mugging, he could protect us and have it come out in a more merciful way, that judgment. So what's unbelievable is just like, what do you mean? We say Melech Ozer Moshiach Umagin every single day. But when you say it during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, when you say in Rosh Hashanah, it has a different connotation to it. It's another pshat that you're supposed to be thinking in your head. That's true about all the tefillah that Anshei Knesset Adola or Masakin, that every single tefillah that we have, Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, and every day of the year, you can have a completely different kavanah fitting within the words. The words themselves, as they're written, Baruch HaKodesh, and they stand, Baruch Moshe Olam, at the highest points, of the world, so they can contain within them innumerable amount of pshatim within it. Any pshat that you think of when you're davening that fits into the words and doesn't go against the Yugim Likarim is a legitimate pshat if it fits into the words also. And during Aser Simit Tshuva, so the Etz Yosef is saying the pshat in Melech Ozer Mashiach Rogin is that it's hinting at Rosh Hashanah, Aser Simit Tshuva, Yom Kippur, and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. The next edition is in the middle of, another thing. The tour says something also unbelievable. The words of these bakashas were perfectly picked out, not just in terms of what we're asking for and the word choices, but even the number of words. He says in Zachreinu L'chaim, Melech Havetz B'chaim, there's 12 words. And Amicha Mocha Avarachim, there's 8 words. The 12 words in Zachreinu L'chaim, the tour, and the Beis Yosef comments on it, the Torah says the reason why they chose to have 12 words is, he says 11 words. 11 words. The reason why they chose to have 11 words is they want it to be parallel and reminiscent of a pasuk in Yechezkel. Which pasuk in Yechezkel? Where Kodesh Baruch Hu says, HaChafotz Echbotz Mos Rasha, do I want the death of the Rasha Ne'um Hashem? Elokim, halo b'shuvu midracha v'chaya. I want him to return from his paths and to live. So we want to bring out like a memory of that pasuk and hint to that pasuk, which has 12 words in it. So therefore, zechrinu l'chaim, which has 11 words in it. Therefore, we say zechrinu l'chaim, specifically 11 words, to like bring up the memory of that pasuk. And there's another pasuk, a few pasukim later, in that same parak in Yechezkel, says the tour, that also has 11 words, and we're trying to be reminiscent of that pasuk too. So, and that pasuk is, U'b'shuv Rasha Mirish Aso, Asha Aso, when a Rasha returns from his rishas that he's done, V'yas Mishpat Tzedak, and he begins to do, act straight and with justice in the right way, Hu and Nafshi Yichaye, he gives life to his own soul, he returns the life that otherwise would have been taken away from him, back to himself. So, if they wanted that the number of words in this bakasha is like these psukim, so we should have these psukim so in the back of our head. The messages that are within them, we're trying to present in front of Hashem and in front of ourselves too, that if we do tshuva, then we have chayim return to us. Hashem doesn't want us to die. He wants us to live, and he wants us to have a good life. So we just need, he teaches us how to do that. So we say psukim that are reminiscent, we hint at psukim that are reminiscent of that idea. The eight psukim of Micha Mocha Avarachamim, I didn't get to look up, but he says that's also parallel to psukim that we want to raise up the awareness of them. He said the number in Zechreinu L'chaim, it was also the number of letters. Not just words, the number of letters is 68 letters in Zechreinu L'chaim Melech Havetz B'chaim. There's 68 letters. Why 68 letters? Because that's the gematria of Chaim. And they want also the gematria of what we're davening for is that it's Chaim. And it says there's 68 words in the parsha of the Korbanos of Rosh Hashanah. In Parshas Pinchas, when they talk about the Korbanos of Rosh Hashanah, there's 68 words in that parsha, also the gematria of Chaim. Okay. The next edition that comes up is Uvchein. Uvchein ten pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu, Uvchein ten kavod, Uvchein tzadikim, v'timloch ata Hashem levadecha. There's 4 paragraphs over here leading up to the Berachat Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh. So first of all, what's this word Uvchein that keeps on repeating itself? Uvchein. There's a famous Abu Draham, I think, that everybody quotes. Yeah, the Abu Draham. He says we start with the pasuk Uvchein because it's reminiscent of the Uvchein in Megillas Esther. Uvchein avo el melech. The Esther says Uvchein, and if everybody fasts for me, and everybody does tshuva, and I'm also going to fast for 3 days straight, Uvachein Avamel, then I will go and I will approach the king and I will and I beseech on behalf of the life of the Jewish people. So now we're entering in front of the king, and after doing tshuva, and we're shaking and trembling the way that she was when she entered the king, and uvchein is meant to create that feeling of walking into the king, even after having done a lot of tshuva. But the Magid Tzedek says that we're not just hinting at the beginning of the pasuk of uvchein avol amelech. The continuation of Esther was asher lo kedas. That asher lo kedas, meaning I'm going against the rules and the law, and it's when I'm walking into the king. The chances are all against me because I'm breaking the rules. I wasn't invited to come to the king right now, and then you can't go. So he's going to be upset with me, and that also is uvchein avol amelech asher lo kedas. I'm entering into the king, and even though by Esther she fasted and already fasted for 3 days and three nights, and she's a tzaddikas, she still is trembling when going into the king. So we should be trembling when going into the king. That asher lo kedas. If you look at my actions, who am I to stand in front of you and ask for life? I don't deserve the things that it is that I'm asking for. And like we said yesterday, that in Rosh Hashanah it's very important to have the perspective that we don't deserve the things that we're asking for. We're never asking for things because we deserve it, because I don't have the schuyos for it. No, we have to specifically feel and recognize how poor we are in our actions and our deeds and what we've done, and only with that do we stand the chance to come out with the judgment that we would want. Why is this? Do we have time? Why is this specifically in the bracha of Ata Kadosh? So it continues. This is a famous piece in the Siddur Agra. The next part is the more famous part. But this part, he explains, why is Uvchein Tin Pachtach found over here in the middle of Ata Kadosh? So in the bracha Ata Kadosh, we're saying, V'shimcha Kadosh u'kadoshim b'chol yom yaluch ha'selah. The Kadoshim every day praise you. So it's two pshats that Kadoshim could contain. Kadoshim could be referring to the tzaddikim or the Jewish people, that every day we praise Hashem. But Kadoshim could also be referring to the Malachim. And the idea right now is like this. If you look in the Midrash and describe how the Malachim praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim, so it describes them as trembling, shaking, sweating, frantically, with tremendous awe, Yir Shemayim, that we can't even imagine, we can't picture for ourselves the trembling and the Yira of the Malachim and Shemayim. And by the way, Stam, that's something important to realize. The Malachim didn't sin at all, and they have no punishment waiting for them. There's no chance they did anything wrong, because they don't have that kind of Bechira that they could make a mistake. Only human beings do. So Yir Shemayim is not only, and only a little bit, is the fact that we're afraid of our actions and whether we're going to be punished or not punished. That's Yiras HaOnesh. That's the smallest and elementary level of Yiras Shemayim. But a more developed and higher level of Yiras Shemayim is what we find by the Malachim, which it's hard. We know it's even hard for us to think of things that we can compare it to, because we don't live in a day of kings where we tremble in front of the king, even though he's not going to do anything to us. The only thing I could think about, and not everybody has this, but if you ever went to one of the Gedolim, if you ever walked into Nevinsov, if you ever walked into Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and like you're just standing in their presence, like you know they're not going to punish you, and you know they're not going to do anything against you, but you're trembling. You're trembling in front of their greatness, in front of how small you are, and who am I, and I feel so, how could I stand here in front of him? So that times who knows how much, times no number, so standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the greater of an awareness we have of Kadosh Baruch Hu and his eternal greatness and our smallness, so that creates a feeling of Yiras Shemayim that the Malachim have, because they have a much more heightened sense of awareness of the MS. So they're trembling and shaking and sweating in Yiras Shemayim, and we want to have that too. And therefore we say, Uvachein, Tein Pachtacha Hashem L'kino Kama Asach, and therefore give us as a present a pachad of you, an ema of you. Give us that level, that Yiras Shemayim. Right? Kadoshim b'chol yom yaluch ha'selah. They praise you every day and they're trembling. We want to be able to tremble too when we praise you. We want to also be able to have more of a correct awareness when we praise you, that it should be more appropriate, that we shouldn't be so comfortable and calm, that we want to have the Yerushalayim that the Malachim have. So give it to us as a present, because we don't have it. Uvechein, and therefore, tein pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu kol ma'asecha, that we should have a taste or something closer to the Yira of the Malachim when they praise you. And there's more pshatim in that. We'll continue with Hashem tomorrow.